Pods Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Let's get right to it. The house is packed again tonight. Let's go down the line. First off, to my far left, ladies and gentlemen, it is Sean Mohan, Chinaman. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, Silent Sean is in the house
is
tonight.
Is he on camera?
He's not, you but he's here. Him. You can't see him, but he's here.
The Sean is silent. It's a tongue twister. I can't even say it.
There you go.
The Sean is
he's
silent.
Right
he's right there. Also joining
us
tonight,
saw his panties.
The punk rock superstar is in the house, yeah. Gannon, the artist extraordinaire, the comic book artist extraordinaire, and the man who has finished issue 9 of the Kukui Project, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bernardi is in the house tonight as well. Also
available in time for New Comic Book Wednesday
yes, it
tomorrow.
Is. Also joining us tonight.
Put that on your list, Alika.
Also joining us tonight is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board, the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Between the Sheets with Daddy Leaks. He's in the house tonight as well.
I love so much of that lead up and then...
Also joining us tonight, the cinema scholar himself. His name is Aaron. We call him Aaron. Give it up for Aaron. He's in the house
There's
tonight as well.
There's only one A in his name. He's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak. Also joining us tonight is my cinema soulmate, my hetero life mate, and without a doubt, the professor of cinema. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Professor Barry. He's in the house tonight as well.
Wearing a Frightener shirt. Yes.
Yes, Frighteners is awesome. Yep. And Peter Jackson, by the way. Last and certainly not least, the gaming guru himself, the card-throwing master. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format. He's in the house tonight as well. All right.
That was
well.
Your cue to throw one.
He's, yeah. also, pretty, he's also pretty decent at Dove Magic.
Oh, cool. Do they come out of his sleeves or something? How does it work?
You'll just have to watch.
I have to watch. Okay, got
Look
it.
Look up Kartek on YouTube.
We should do that where he throws it and Todd can catch it with his butt cheeks.
Well, at least Kai doesn't have to practice.
There we go.
You kind of.
And ladies and gentlemen, Kai is in the house tonight as well. And the lovely Erin is in the house tonight. She is our.
Ooh,
she is a good friend of the show. She is also the feminist voice tonight as well. So if she has any problems, she'll make herself
known. She, by the way, when we are out of your presence, did not have such nice things to say.
Of course.
As Lindsay did.
That's of course. I, of course, not. Well, there you go.
Todd, why are there boogers all over my water?
That's disgusting. All right, well, listen.
That's blue.
I want you guys to know you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You guys can follow us on Instagram at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation as well. And you guys can download the podcast on Audio Boom, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. And you can download the Maui Watch app on iTunes and Google Play and listen to all the shows right there on the Maui Watch Radio Network.
We're also on Grindr and Tinder.
No. You and Todd are. We aren't.
Oh, no. I made an account for NerdWatch.
Do we all have to show
we're
up?
We're all on there.
Oh, lovely.
For every date.
You can actually say which one you want.
Yeah. You disgust me.
Hey, you're the last to show up next week.
Nobody's swiped left yet.
Well, right. Let's.
What's a yes?
I don't know how. I honestly don't know how Grindr works.
What's a?
Don't ask. Let's get right into it, shall we? Because
I don't know if asking
stuff.
A couple is the best idea, right?
Hey, Aaron, how does Grindr work?
I said, don't ask that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into the comic book list tonight. He is the chairman of the comic book board, the owner and proprietor here at 115 South Wakea Avenue. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. Every Tuesday is still 20% off Tuesday. And let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Can you do that again, but less lame?
Yeah.
Can you do that again, but not sound finished?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's really hard to pick up where you leave off right there.
That's how Grindr
works.
Is it time to?
It's comic books time.
Action Comics 998. We're two issues. Did you just write on yourself?
No, I've changed.
Oh. are you writing messages to me on your leg?
Yeah.
Night Darling is in the chat, by the way.
Yes or
and
no.
Yes, you can come on down, Night Darling. Come and have pizza.
Yeah, All New Night Wolverine, Darling. Number 31. America, number 12. Beef, number 1 of 5. That's an image book. What's that about,
Beef.
Todd?
Beef.
That's independent.
It's a dog grinder.
It's the Burger
Could
King.
Be. Probably not wrong. Black Panther number 170. Despicable Deadpool number 295. Doctor Strange 386. Doom Patrol JLA special number 1. I think that's a continuation of Milk Wars. Have you been reading that?
Yeah, it's
Did
very
you read
surreal.
It?
I haven't read it. I bought them all, but I haven't read them yet.
It's I read number 1. It's a,
the
it's
first
awesome.
One is the cover of the Milkman Superman. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then the second one was the same pose, but it was a priest Batman.
Priest Batman.
And I was like, okay, now I have to look what this is. And
it's
and
it's a maid, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was like a happy housewife, 1950s style.
And
it's really creepy.
And then the fourth one is just a bunch of objects, like it's a weird cover. But it's a good series, and
it got me reading though. It's kind of interesting. So Flash number 41, Gotham City Garage.
By the way, I got a chance to watch the Gotham by Gaslight animated film.
It's out?
It's freaking great.
Oh.
I loved it.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's not. You can purchase it. So I ended up getting it. I just ended up buying it.
Can I borrow it?
No, I bought it digitally.
Oh, can I get the code for that?
I already used it.
You already used the code.
Can you guys just get the code on the podcast?
That's right. You showbox. All right, what else has got going on?
Legion number 205. Mira, Queen of Atlantis, number 106. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 28. That's getting a cartoon series, if anybody heard about that.
I thought that got canceled.
No, I mean, the renewed hype. I don't know. It sounds like it's happening.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's one of the, I mean, it's, they're not going to cancel it after the backlash that they had after they said there's too much diversity in comics, you know?
Okay.
Oh, is that what happened? Is that why these books are still around?
Yeah, that's why those books are still around. They're not selling.
Moon Girl is pretty, no, they do sell.
Well, they're not selling.
That's what is the worst part of that thing is through it all. Those were my best-selling books, were the diversity books, quote-unquote.
Yeah, but I mean, and they do sell, but they're
but
not
everybody's
doing...
telling me the national numbers, this and that. I was like, but I sell them.
Yeah. they're, I think like, the Moon Girls never really sold over 30,000 issues, other than, like, number one. So I think, like, 30,000 cop, but normally that's, like, below that, you're on the chopping block.
Oh, wow.
And at some point...
They don't meet the threshold.
Yeah.
As it were. Gotcha.
Well, thanks.
Awkward pause.
Yeah,
and then there's other comics coming
the
out.
The beef looks good. Peter Parker.
Are you looking at Grindr?
No, that's we're looking at comic covers online.
I want some of that beef.
Yeah.
Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man number 300.
Oh, cool.
That should be a special one, I think.
It's from the creator of Elephant Man, the beef. And it brings you the mystery of the Meat Man.
Elephant Man? David Lynch?
No, the Image comic.
Oh.
Idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Rat Queens number 8 by our friend Curtis Weave.
Curtis Weave! Yeah, yeah, yeah. You Canadian scoundrel, you!
Straight out of Calgary, yo.
Yo.
Rick and Morty number 35. Spawn 283. Spider-Man Deadpool number 28. Star Wars Jedi... of the Republic, Mace Windu. Well, that's pretty cool. Let's see.
The Windu.
Steven Universe, of course. Suicide Squad.
Thanos number 16 is going to have a Punisher.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Is
cosmic. Ghost Punisher. Rider. Spoilers.
Sorry.
For someone that doesn't like Marvel, you sure know a lot about them.
But the funny thing about reading comics nowadays is like, oh, really?
Yeah,
is that the guy you talked about who did the Hulk and stuff?
Yeah, Jeff Shaw. Yeah.
So he's doing Chained Up Hulk?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
so you must be so happy for him.
I am super happy for the guy.
Quoting a previous podcast.
So Jeff Shaw, huh? Is this the one you go to?
Jeff is he the artist on this book?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's the same creators that did God Country are doing Thanos.
Right, cool.
This is really interesting because this is the... You know, I didn't realize there's no cosmic counterpart to Ghost Rider or whatever. And... this Ghost Rider, spoilers everybody, close your eyes or ears or whatever, I don't know, is Frank Castle the Punisher.
Yeah.
So, Format got disappointed.
He's on a Segway, though, so.
Punisher's on a Segway?
A cosmic Segway.
With two M16s?
They're fashioned to it. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think he kills Silver Surfer and takes his surfboard.
Oh, that's silly.
That's awesome.
I'm just joking. I don't think that actually
happened. Cosmic cool. Punisher and the Silver Surfer is silly. That's good. Yeah. That's real good, Todd.
And then to wrap it up,
we've
got
this.
You're friends with the guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. You should do the What If issue. What if this book was silly?
What if this book? What if this book was written and drawn by me? Marvel?
Huh? Yeah, bring back What If for that
like,
one.
Yeah, what if? Yeah.
What if?
Yeah. What if we didn't pay you anything?
So what if? What if the Ghost Rider was a Hawaiian astronaut?
There you go.
I think that's the book's right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 79.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters
Volume 2 trade paperback.
Yep, that too. And X-Men Blue number
22. That's a must leave.
I know, yeah.
It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters.
Oh.
It's a crossover. It's they were pretty good.
They the actually were pretty good.
I haven't
good.
Read them.
The artwork's really
and
good.
That's it.
You are missing one, sir.
What one am I missing?
You're missing one done by the quite famous Howley guy that's doing a comic
Whoa,
about Hawaiian folks.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct of you to say?
You can call me that.
That's their word.
That is their word. That's right. Hitting your store shelves tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, is the all-new issue of Kukui Project done by Todd Bernardi.
We'll see.
So, you guys got to chime in on the chat to get Aliga to buy them.
But tell me not to buy it if you don't want me to buy it.
No,
and then we're gonna count the
votes.
That's
not an option. That's not an option.
Oh, nice. Also, Todd
He's
was
like the vote against.
Todd,
we'll have it.
Todd was also nice enough to get Aaron a copy of Disco Thunder Groove One for his birthday. Todd even signed it. I think Aww. He signed it Wakanda
Forever.
Now
that's I'm
pretty
sure. Worth less than cover
that
price.
I ruined your comic.
You should have had Barry sign it.
Because his opinion carries weight.
Yeah.
It certainly does.
It means something in this. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Facebook and, of course, the podcast, the Facebook live chat can ask us questions if they like, but and we can try and answer them. But I do want to talk about some fun things that we missed. First off, some new Blu-rays and DVDs this week. Aaron, what did we get, man? I can't believe we're starting the show with this, but what did we get? Oh, there is a question for Aaron. Wow.
When nearly all successful movies are products of marketing firms, when
the career... Ooh, Adam Simon.
Marketing
career. Okay, Aaron, let me clarify Adam's question. Aaron and Barry, why should film students pursue film as art when nearly all successful movies are products of marketing firms? Wouldn't a filmmaker have more impact pursuing a marketing career? AMA. It's interesting. Interesting, Adam. Yeah. Interesting question. What do you think? Barry, we'll start with you, sir.
Well, you know, it's whether a film is a success or not, it's not always a marketing issue. It just isn't. We know historically that there are films that were made independently that just managed to break through. Sometimes mm-hmm. this does happen. Some phenomenons you can orchestrate, some you can't. There's some movies that were huge monster hits, and the filmmakers are going, what is happening? We don't even know how to deal with this kind of success. And there's also kind of movies, obviously, where the studios are going, this can't possibly lose, and then Warner Brothers releases Batman and Robin, and they're going, oh my God, we're broke. We've lost so much money. Nobody's seeing this movie. This thing was a slam dunk. We've got all these toys that nobody's buying. What the heck happened? That kind of thing happens every year, too. I would say that film matters more than marketing, because marketing, unless you're marketing yourself, you're marketing something that is someone else's, idea, someone else's property. Film is an expression of yourself, and it is a means of using all the arts. It is a means of using makeup and costume and cinematography and music and so many different aspects of the creative experience. I feel like movies, more than ever, are important, because we need to have a voice. We need to be able to say what's going on with us. We need to be able to tell these stories, whether they're stories that we've grown up and know really well, or whether they're brand new stories that have not been out there yet. I see independent movies all the time that are made that make a big difference. Our friend of the show, Brian Cohn, made this movie about Maui in 1971 called Kuleana. This movie is being released in theaters at the end of March, not only Maui-wide, but also island-wide. And the idea is that the movie is going to be on the mainland soon. This is an independent movie that he wrote and directed, and it's about his personal experience, and there's never been a movie like it. It's an important movie because it's a Hawaiian film. It's an important film because it's a new genre. It's a Hawaii film noir. And it's an independent film. Independent movies do work. And, by the way, say whatever you will about Ryan Coogler's new film, but it's most audiences have never seen anything quite like it. And that's the thing about it that people are connecting to. That's the otherness of it. Movies always provide a chance for otherness because even though, yes, every story has ever been told, yes, we could always make that argument.
But, yes.
But there are new ways of telling these stories. As we know, there are always new ways to tell stories. There's always new stories to get out there that'll connect people and inspire people and make us look inward and look at ourselves and maybe even see what we could do and change for the better. Films always matter, and I feel like absolutely if someone has an opportunity or a fire to make a movie, they need to because the best stories come from within.
Nice. What about you, Aaron? That was
Can I pass? How do I go after that?
You want a hard pass on that one?
But no, yeah. I mean, there's always room for a new voice, you know. Like Barry says, there's a lot of stuff out there that people rehash and, you know, redo. But I know there's people out there who can do it in a new way, a new visual way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of studios out there that's supporting that. You know, like you said, Netflix. A24 does that a lot. You know, they did Spring Breakers and Florida Project. There's a lot of studios out there that's willing to bring out new people.
Well, let's talk. Well, you are right, you know, because if you think about it, look at guys like Wes Ball. Wes Ball is a man who came from the same film school as the man who directed Moonlight.
Yeah.
Wes Ball comes out of film school and basically puts together the entire Maze Runner trilogy. Right?
Yeah, first run out.
He's made these massive major movies. So, you know.
How was the third one?
I haven't seen it yet. He said it was good.
I think it's the best one out of the three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, ultimately, though, Adam does make solid points about the fact that, yes, the art is lost in the marketing. But I will say this, and this is where I come back to this because it's such the easiest analogy. Netflix is giving these guys the opportunity to explore their art. So if you want to see stuff that's artful and also that can become popular, Netflix does it very well. Whether it be American language films or foreign films, Netflix gives these guys the money.
Do you want to see Will Smith form a meaningful relationship?
I'm starting to suspect that Netflix is paying G.
I wish they were, because I tell you what, I think that they are doing it right. I think even the guys who are creating this stuff is going, wow, they give me so much freedom and so much leeway to make what I want to make that I'm freely able to express my vision into this movie without having the ominous lording over of the big studio heads, which is brilliant because Netflix doesn't know one thing about making a movie. They know how to put them up and get and market the movies. They know nothing about the making of them, as it were. And I don't mean to insult. That's not an insult to Netflix by any stretch. That's not what they do.
You really hurt Netflix's feelings.
Yeah,
just now.
I know, but I think
no, they're HBO. Let's be honest.
Right, that's what they do.
Role they play.
That's what they do. So they don't put their hand in the cookie jar that they have, which they have no idea what it's about. So good for them. And I think Netflix does it good enough or well
Adam
enough.
Simon brought up Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll. I tell you what. Here's.
I thought that's who you were talking about the whole time.
Do you guys know the controversy surrounding Uwe Boll?
There's a few.
There's quite a few. And one of them is that in his whole
life. Who is he first?
Uwe Boll is the director of all of those horrible video game adaptations.
House of the Dead. He directed that.
House of the Dead, Far Cry,
Alone in the Dark.
He did all of
these. There were movies for those?
Yeah.
Where is he from again? Can you see where he's from?
It says he's German, but where is he from? Yeah.
I don't recall because
filmmaker and restaurateur
in Germany. One of the cool things is in Germany they actually the government finances these projects.
Yep.
Right? Is this where I'm going?
Yes.
So Uwe Boll is getting money from the government to produce these movies.
I think like the last two was his own money, though.
No. But what I'm saying is this is where all of these.
Remember Blood Rain?
Yeah, Blood Rain.
That was his.
Blood Rain was his. Barry, if you could expound on what I was trying to say here about what was
happening. Why video game movies get such a bad rap.
He actually boxed fans too.
Yes.
Yeah,
always wins. He's an excellent boxer.
And he did Postal.
He beats the crap out of him. Are these fans or people who don't like his movies?
Fans, people who don't like his movies, movie critics, yeah.
Well,
do you like his movies?
Boxing comes in handy.
I'm not going in the ring with him.
No, but the thing is, ultimately, Germany was funding his movies. And even if the movies took a loss, even when they take a loss, he actually gets more money in return.
Right.
Is essentially what happens with the government. So he's making these horrible movies. Whether they do good or not is it doesn't really matter to him. Matter of fact, if they do bad, it's great for him because it doesn't.
Oh, some of these.
So it works in his favor.
Wow,
so
the
like
titles
that
of these movies, I don't even want to read them.
So I tell you what, he's one of those guys.
This is a Germany guy. And he's making
German Germany guy.
And he's like, can you even say that?
That's not racist at all.
There are seven like Nazi movies on this list that he's the director of.
Uwe Boll's
is
other,
that cool?
I think
it's very cool.
It's totally cool.
It's totally cool.
Saying it like a German guy, it's like, very cool.
Very cool.
What is the other movie he did? He did
In the Name of the King
with Jason Statham.
Two starring Dolph Lundgren.
Yes, two starring Dolph Lundgren. He also did a movie. What was it called? War.
Holy crap! He did a movie glorifying Max Schmeling.
Oh, that's my phone. I think it's got an alarm on it.
Sam wants to know why we're talking about. Sam wants to know why we're talking about Hasselhoff like this.
Why do you have an alarm going off at 10:57 p.m.?
I don't know.
Because he wants to be done with the show by then.
Thank you.
That's when he's supposed to be rolling up a Jack in the Box. There's my alarm.
Oh my gosh. Anyway,
those fries are good.
I want to send a big shout out to Amy in the chat. She said that she's got a Ohino short film showcase. Got some free things, and she's bringing them up to my, which is great. Thank you very much.
Please,
certainly
yes,
appreciate that. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Casey Horimoto's in the house tonight as well. Mr. Sam Campos, the head of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
Casey Horimoto says, I'll fight him. I assume she's talking about Uwe.
I'm assuming she is.
No, she's talking about G.
No, she's talking about Sam Campos.
Are you going to box fans, G?
I will not.
That would be awesome.
I would definitely not box Casey. She's a go-getter, man. No way. Not even close. Anyway, thank you, Adam Simon, for your question.
But, you know, going to marketing, like the independent film companies do a better job marketing than studios because studios like to give stuff away.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as we all know, the advertising budget is double what the movie is if you think about it. Yeah. That's always the case with every single movie.
I thought it doubles the budget of the movie. Like if it's a $150 million movie, it... No?
No. I know where you're going with this. But no.
So it's $300 advertising budget.
Here's
$300 million if
right.
It's 150.
Right.
Okay.
That's why you got to understand something.
Why Star Wars lost money.
That's why China has become such a huge factor in the movie business right now. They are dipping their toes. Hollywood can actually subsidize some of the costs with all of these Chinese producers. That every movie you watch now has the H Brothers or Tencent Pictures or Alibaba Pictures or every single one of them always has that because they're subsidizing their cost. And Hollywood is more than happy to take that money from China.
It's weird that Black Panther is not going to open in China for another week.
It's because they're afraid of giant cats.
I don't think that's it.
Wait. I think Yana's got a point. They may be.
I don't think that's it.
A giant cat freaks them out, so they're like, let's not have that movie here.
That's pretty good.
It's not a tiger, that's why.
Oh my god.
It's not a tiger, so it freaks them out.
Well, they don't like giant cats that aren't tigers, is what I'm saying.
Adam Simon in the chat said which one of us
we know
would
who
win
would lose.
In an arm wrestling tournament.
Single A-Ron would lose.
Single A-Ron would lose.
You lost tonight, darling. Come on.
I did not.
Oh, did you win?
I didn't
watch that episode.
No, I did.
You what?
He won.
No,
you're a jerk.
He lost.
It was a struggle.
Isn't it sexist to let the girl win?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then that's patronizing, isn't it?
But it's also sexist not to let her win.
But that okay. So you let her win, you're sexist. You let her not win, so you can't win against a girl, pretty
exactly.
much.
You're not supposed to talk to or about women. That's sexist.
Right.
You're not.
Oh, I can't even bring this question up because it's sexist.
Correct.
You're man, not, I, that's why am I even here?
That's why she's so strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
they call
this sexism.
Yeah.
Man, it's pretty crazy.
You can't win.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. You can't win with women.
Hey, Ron, if our show was subsidized by China, it would look much better than this.
And Jackie Chan would be in the cast.
Yes, that's right. No. I think I would go with Donnie Yen, for sure.
Donnie Yen's too expensive.
Oh, he is expensive.
Jackie Chan
would kill him in some stupid way. Because
Jackie Chan would do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Jackie Chan would do anything.
Did you hear they're doing a Rush Hour 4?
Yes!
Chris Tucker went out and said they're doing Rush Hour 4, the one movie nobody's wanting another one of right now.
I tell you what.
I'd watch it.
Chris Tucker, and to his credit, has made a career of those Rush Hour movies. Good for him.
And The Fifth Element.
Well, actually,
he should have been in Valerian.
I know. They told me. Yes.
He should have been.
Well, that was the.
He should have been Valerian.
It would have been a way better movie.
I would have actually liked that movie more if he was Valerian.
Such a better movie if he was Valerian.
They're going to release it. Uwe Boll's going to do Black Valerian. In Germany. In so, German.
So
it'll be called Bavarian.
There's two things I want to mention in the chat.
They're gonna fight and lose to space Nazis.
There you go.
Two things I want to mention in the chat. John J. Mark Crumley said we need a movie character named Made in China, which
that
is pretty
sounds
awesome.
Like already an anime name.
That
already.
Does.
Wait. Made in China or Made in China?
Made in.
Like a Maiden.
Yeah.
Like okay. Iron Maiden.
Just checking.
And back to the
Enter Cousin Maiden time.
Back to the
actually. He should draw it out first so we know what it looks like.
And back to the arm wrestling question. Casey Harmada says the weight of oppression makes her muscles big.
I love how she talks like a Russian strongman.
I must break you.
For dinner we eat boiled cabbage.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's either Casey or Dolph Lundgren saying this.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
We should do a game, Casey Harmada or Dolph Lundgren quotes.
Who said it first?
Yeah, who said it? Yeah,
I must break you. It's actually
awesome.
Both.
It's actually both.
Trick question.
Trick question. Oh, man. Anyway, really quick here. We know that a bunch of nerds, we like our media. So what came out on physical hard media today?
There's a whole lot.
The blockage in Kevin Smith's artery.
You know me when I'm at Target shopping for hard media.
The Oscar.
Will do.
Usually I'm on the internet when I'm looking at hard media.
Yeah.
So, that's how Grindr works.
That's how Grindr works. Yeah. Makes sense.
So, guys, hard media.
So, yeah. The Oscar contender, Three Billboards.
Okay.
Coco.
That's some hard media.
And. Unknown Al Pacino movie.
I like Format's review of Coco, just to give a little break here.
Yeah.
Because that was really misleading. It's right when Black Panther came out and you were talking like, all my friends really like this movie, but I couldn't see anything really redeeming and blah, blah, blah. Just breaking it down to sound like you were talking trash about Black Panther without saying the name of the movie.
I had to look
and
in the comments.
I wanted to comment so bad, like, I don't comment in emojis much. I was going to do like a sad face because... I like that movie, and if you didn't like that movie, it's like, I like you, but it just, I can't.
So you weren't a fan of Coco Format? Hold that mic up to his, there you go.
I was not.
You were not.
But everybody else was.
Yeah.
They're all wrong.
Not a fan, huh?
No. It just seemed like the main character, Miguel, was whiny throughout the whole thing. Even when he tries to apologize for what happened. He's still whiny. Like there was no redeeming factor for Miguel.
Like Luke Skywalker.
And then, the entire time throughout the entire movie, I'm just like, okay, you guys are done with this. Send them home. No, they start traipsing around Deadland because you know he's got to sing a song.
I'm sure there's a
that cool makes a lot more sense than just sending them home.
I'm sure there's a cool Mexican name for Deadland, but I don't know what it is.
I'll figure it out right now.
Marques or something, I don't know. I don't speak the Spanish.
It's called Mexico.
Thanks, Dad.
God.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, that was my only gripe. It's a beautiful movie. The music is great. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the characters and the roles that they played throughout the movie, mm-hmm. I didn't dig it.
So, did you watch Book of Life?
Oh, and your answer is Tierra Muerta.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be Deadland.
Okay, gotcha. Nice.
That makes sense. Because each of those words means one of those words.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. Adam Simon brings up in the chat some interesting news. We'll get back to hard media in a second. Kevin Smith suffered a heart attack just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
But don't say the second thing that he said, though.
You really know how to lighten a mood when we talk about Kevin Smith. Nice
job.
Well,
this is what I said in Spanish.
No. Don't repeat that.
Don't repeat that. Kevin Smith was doing a show, two shows,
I've heard that in Spanish already.
Stand-up shows, he said,
two stand-up shows. He had to cancel the second show, went to the hospital, had a massive heart attack. I guess his LAD artery was entirely, filled with...
It's also nicknamed the Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker, cholesterol. So he's doing well. Dare I say, our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Not my prayers.
Yeah.
No, Chris Pratt took a lot of heat for that.
Chris Pratt's prayers are with him.
The most ridiculous thing to get attacked for.
I give him props for that.
Yeah.
Over the years, he's definitely slimmed down.
Well, you know, he looks great. And
and speaking of guys who are dealing with heart attacks, if I can just say, one of our store regulars, Carl Amano, we have a box set out for him out front. He also had dealt with multiple heart attacks recently and is, you know, recovering from that and just dealing with the medical costs and stuff. So we just put out a little box for him. He's always been a strong supporter of the store since the beginning. So
he likes the show. We love having him on.
He always helped us out, and we hope we can help him out during this time. So Carl, if anybody has any extra cash or whatever.
Yeah, there's a box here at 115 South McKay Avenue. You guys can help out with donations for help out with his recovery. Which would be fantastic.
And his medical costs.
Medical costs and things of that nature. You can help with that as well. Speaking of Carl's, apparently there was one Coral that
I haven't watched.
This
I did not watch this season of The Walking Dead at all.
Apparently no one is.
No one has.
Every time you see it in the news, this is lowest rating since last episode.
It's hard because
it's literally what the news is saying. Like lowest rated episode whatever.
At the beginning of the season, I was like die hard into let's stick with it. Let's just trudge through this show. Let's, you know, keep watching it. And I couldn't.
According to the chat, Steve Hart said he had a heart attack in December, and they are no joke. Steve, I hope you recovered well, sir.
Steve is the producer of my album.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Awesome.
And his band White Rose. And
what's Gannon like
New
to
Wave
work
Chicken.
With? Is he a diva? Is he okay? I mean,
I can't wait to see if he answers this.
Oh my gosh,
Adam! We just put it out. It's on one of the counters in the middle of the store.
Yeah, it's at the counter, Adam.
It's by the Naughty Comics.
Gannon, where it belongs.
When are we going to see the album? Do we have a date?
When it's done.
I'm not going to put a release date out in the horizon because it'll come out when it's ready.
Okay, good.
About the time issue 10 is done at Kukui Project.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
DJ in the
By
chat.
By the time
said,
the Kukui Project movie comes out.
DJ said in the chat that there's a newsflash he'd like everybody to know. They're all going to die on The Walking Dead. So
No. It's like Lost. They're already dead.
Yeah, but if they come back as zombies, are they really. Maybe they live forever, and that's the lesson.
I have not. I have to be.
That's the lesson.
I have to be honest.
Each one of them finds a dumpster to jump on.
You didn't know the Walking Dead was a morality
and
tale.
And the lesson is everybody's a zombie.
And the moral is
I have not.
The twist is that they're all Asian.
I have not watched the last two seasons of The Walking Dead. I have not watched.
Well, they're really not missing much. I would have argued for it after season four, but what are we on, six now?
Yeah,
I think it's on eight.
No,
it's
eight,
it?
Brother. Oh,
seven
eight.
Or eight now.
Eight.
No, I watched the last, like, second to last.
I watched up until six.
I got to the kingdom. I met Ezekiel.
I didn't know about Ezekiel either.
What?
I'm out.
That stuff was all right.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
Animatronic tigers? Come on, man.
I know.
He wasn't even animatronic.
Netflix.
I wish.
I know.
That would have been awesome.
Elon says
that's why China likes that movie.
Elon is in the chat.
Big tiger.
And Elon says he wish he could visit the store, but he's legitimately 1,000 miles away. So
he's legitimately 1,000 miles away.
You should get closer.
Physically. And emotionally.
Wow, crazy. So apparently Walking Dead getting a new showrunner next season. So we'll see if it improves at all. If at all. So anyway, other than that,
Carl's going to come back and he's leading the zombies.
Coral!
That's such a Carl move.
Right?
So, Aaron, anything else we need to pay attention to?
Hard media.
Hard media.
What are we
this week?
What are we on?
Well, I'm looking to pick up The Hangman with Al Pacino because I'm curious about that.
The Hangman. If he does, I'm watching.
Wait, you're gonna
him and Carl Urban.
Oh, okay.
What does Carl Urban do? Hey, I'm Judge Dredd.
He's probably like the killer.
Carl Urban is Bones.
Bones from TV show Bones?
No, from Star Trek.
Oh, the new Bones.
I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
Whatever. None of those guys earned any of those titles.
He was grumpy about everything.
Yeah.
He's good as bones.
Yeah, he's
all right. I hate transporters.
Yeah. They're all right.
He was good as Judge Dredd.
But if you tell me Spock, I'm not going to be like Zachary Quinto or whatever his name is.
He is good as Judge Dredd. I think he was very good as Judge Dredd.
Stallone was better.
Was better.
How
I agree
dare you?
The Raid was a better movie.
I think Alika's right.
How dare you?
Dredd is much better as Stallone.
With Rob Schneider.
And Rob Schneider. He made that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yep. So that's pretty cool.
So Heart Media?
Anything else?
That's about it.
Is that it?
That's it?
The two big ones, Coco and Three Billboards.
By the way,
Murder on the Orient Express come out today.
Digital media also came out.
Is that
with,
soft media?
Murder on the Orient Express.
I went and saw that instead of Three Billboards.
And then, Shape of Water.
Media?
Shape of Water came out on digital media, and so did.
I know. I'm
by
downloading it right now illegally.
Wow.
Well, tell the government.
So, yeah.
Huh?
Well, next week is
the
show.
The NSA is listening.
No one listens to the show.
At least 30 more years, Adam. At least 30 more years.
So
right up there with Paradise Video.
Facebook has another question.
We're just
going to
attach ourselves like a tick to.
Might as well tell everybody, because for those that are just listening to the podcast, another question came across. How many more years do you think brick and mortar comic book stores will be profitable?
Two. 30 years.
Go ahead, Alika. That's all you.
Are they? I mean, that's my game plan. We're right next to a video store, so they should have died off like 20 years ago.
Right.
So they're kind of dying together.
No, I'm just going to...
No.
They're obviously on top of like a Lazarus pit or something, so I'm just going to hang out here for a little while and see if I can make it work.
Wow. Unreal. If you want to help in the profitable department, you guys can check it out here at the 115 Southwick K Avenue.
New Comic Book Wednesday.
And as the
you can buy Kikui Project 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as the Facebook live chat was saying,
if Alika buys any.
If Alika gets any.
Comic books are definitely the hardest.
So far, the chat is very quiet about Alika buying.
Yeah.
nobody really wants to buy them from Alika. So we'll see.
Thanks
for helping me
DJ
out,
has a question. When is MauiCon 2018?
Yes, we finally got back from student life. Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure from the head of student life, and we just finally talked.
What they say?
They confirmed it for October. We're actually going to have a preview day Friday, October 26th, and then do the Saturday and Sunday like regular.
Oh, cool! Great. Awesome. What can we expect? Do you have any previews for us now? Anything that you can talk about?
Well, you know, Trina Robbins is going to be there, mm-hmm. and definitely since Wonder Woman is so hot, and you know, had Wonder Woman.
Wonder
come out,
Woman is really hot.
She is.
That's not
so
how I meant
hot.
It. That's so sexist, Todd.
So
Todd Bernardi's going to be there.
Yeah. So
well,
you should still come.
Nadia yeah, you should still come.
Yeah, Nadia Bernardi's going to be there.
All right,
you guys should totally come for
definitely.
For Nadia.
Nadia is going to be there. I might
be there.
Not show
DJ.
Up on Sunday.
John
DJ's
Jay,
there.
Does he know that, or is this the first
no,
he's hearing
DJ
about
said he's there. I'm holding him to that. That's official.
All right, awesome. DJ. We're doing the cooldown after MauiCon 2018.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Sure. We're doing the cooldown, dang good.
Yeah, we got to get DJ more pods, man.
By the pool.
Yeah. John Jay's going to be there. Sweet.
Yeah, you
are. Hey, Casey Horimoto, she's like, oh, MCC 2018, heck yeah, I hope you're going to be there.
Yep, it's better than Madden. Sorry.
Oh, Adam wants one in his pool.
The hardest media what?
I think the
Kikui project. He wants the
Kikui project.
Oh, the Kikui project, okay.
the hardest media.
The hardest media.
It is pretty hard media.
Kikui nuts are pretty hard.
You should add that as one of your book reviews. Adam Simon says it's the hardest media.
Adam Simon says it's the hardest media.
He totally
good.
Did.
On the back, it's
you
the
can
hardest
take it out
media.
Of context. He doesn't mind.
There you go.
That's I've got awesome. A.
it's on the internet. We own
I've got a friend. I've got a friend on the mainland that was just like, I don't get it, and so I was like, oh, I'm going to use that as a quote in the back when I finish it.
Wow.
Yeah, good story, right?
And
good story.
Hey, while Todd was boring you guys with that story, I was reading a comment, but from Casey Horimoto. That she loved the Maui Comic Con, and I hope you come, and I hope you have additional copies of that.
Bandit number two.
Yes, Bandit number two. No,
oh,
she sold out of that.
We also need number one.
And number one. And all
my
the Bandits.
My bad. I didn't know that the copy of Bandit we had was issue zero.
Issue zero. We were trying to get number one, and we didn't in time. Wah.
Yeah, for wah. Sure.
Anything
else?
I've got one.
Anything else that we're looking forward to? What's
Heart Media.
What else is hitting theaters this weekend?
Well,
no.
Something that just came out that you keep missing.
What?
Full Metal Alchemist on Netflix.
We talked about it last pod. We'll talk about
jerks.
It now. Full Metal Alchemist. Live action Full Metal Alchemist.
Did you watch Format on the last pod?
That's what I'm saying. That's why
the guy you want to talk to
I'm glad you brought it up. That's great.
Which is probably why I kept cutting out.
What's the deal with Full Metal Alchemist on Netflix?
It's it doesn't include any of the Ishvalan War, so you don't have to worry about Scar's involvement in it. You didn't watch the anime. I'm just realizing this.
Who?
So you have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
But there are...
Was the last review done by all people who have never watched
anime? No, there was no review. There was no review. We were just saying that this is a movie that never would have been made in the Hollywood system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably true. But it's from Japan.
It's really well done.
It's where Japan has all their movies made, right, Hollywood?
True.
They have multiple story arcs running, mm-hmm. so you don't get the this arc ends and then you start the next one and next one. So it's got a bunch of different things running.
A lot of, and so I didn't watch the original anime or anything, mm-hmm. but I liked the movie. But I had a lot of weird feelings about some of the characters. Like I had a feelings like they were like pastiching different, because some of the things they were doing, like the friend guy, the general, was he a general? He was one of the guys who worked for the state with the glasses who, you know,
Hughes?
I am your true friend, Hughes.
Yeah. He's that's how he is in the anime.
He's just, but it seems like he's up to something sometimes, like the facial expression.
That's just,
really?
Okay. He's just super happy with life.
So John J. Murakami in the chat brings up something interesting. He said he liked FMA, but it combines both versions, original and Brotherhood. I'm not sure what that means.
No, yeah, there was an original version that we got, which,
can you explain the arc
of
that
stuff out?
Like, what part of the movie was from the original?
It's the Tucker arc, the Dr. Marco arc, the I can't remember what it is.
Dr. Marco is the one who
Ouroboros
is
arc,
he Chimera's his daughter?
No, that's the Tucker arc.
That's the Tucker arc, yeah. Right? Yeah, that was creepy.
That was
as
really
well.
Painful to watch in the anime. So it was really painful to watch in live action.
That was,
but it was one of those things where it was like, I gotta see how they pull this off.
DJ said they should have used a white guy as the main guy.
It's one of the things. Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those things. Like this one could have been whitewashed because they're all essentially like German,
right?
Is that what it takes place in Germany?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Like a European.
Yeah, and the guy is blonde.
Yeah.
Was it nice that they used all Japanese characters in a Japanese
I thought it was really well done. And it stuck to the heart of the anime and the manga series.
That's what I like to hear, because I actually enjoyed this movie and it really bums me out. Like, Avatar is the worst case of this because I enjoyed that movie. And nobody who watched the cartoon likes Avatar The Last Airbender,
right.
The live-action movie.
I like it.
It bums me out so bad.
Just
you and me.
Just you and me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like it.
Got hooked by the
Jesus say that to be scandalous
that.
Like usual?
No, I actually
he knows
it.
What everybody else thinks. So he's going to say the opposite.
Stop it. That's not true.
You do that all the time.
So do you recommend, for those that have never watched Full Metal Alchemist, do you recommend it?
Yeah. It's a good show. It's a easy to view thing. Okay.
Is it family friendly or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not like cursing or anything. Oh, okay, and it's not PG-ish as far as themes, but it's...
Subbed or dubbed?
Well, I watched it subbed.
Good. Okay. I didn't know if there was a dub track.
I don't either. I didn't bother to look.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. I was just checking. what's this? What do we got here?
Huh?
In all movies, just use white guys? Is that what
that's Adam
is?
Simon's advice.
Nice job, Adam Simon. Nice job. Hey,
well, that's what made Ghost in the Shell so popular, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Ghost in the Shell is
it
not
got
bad.
A lot of eyes on that.
Ghost
movie
in the Shell is not that bad.
I just bought that DVD for 50 cents at a garage sale.
Really?
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Standard definition.
It's not bad. It gets a lot of flack for...
I wanted to watch it, but I didn't want to give any money to them.
I agree with you. I totally agree with Format. I think it gets a lot of flack. It's not great, but I think it gets a lot of flack for no reason whatsoever.
Well,
but
it's not... I mean, it played okay in Japan. That, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying... I'm not saying there might not be a problem with it, but, mm-hmm. like, I think it's a culturally... like they were like, well, it's an American-made Hollywood film anyway, so of course.
Yeah,
it's
we went
be
over
like
that. Why don't you just go tune into that
episode?
Adam Simon, it's a couple of weeks back, but you'll see it.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, no, that was like months ago.
Professor years
Barry,
ago.
We have not had.
That's old.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while.
About the whitewashing issue?
Yeah.
So glad I'm here tonight.
Howlified for sure. Here's the thing: is that since we haven't seen you in a while, what have you been watching or paying attention to on your downtime when you're not reviewing movies? Is there anything that you would recommend to audiences out there?
I just started watching Black Mirror, and I wish my coworker Becky had warned me. The first episode was the way it was. It took me off guard. So, have you guys seen the pilot?
What's the
Black
Mirror? It's the pig. The politician.
One.
Kinda,
that was a sexy episode.
And it doesn't really set the tone well.
And that's what I'm told. I'm told to keep going.
How
don't
many
let
episodes
that,
have you watched?
I've only seen three others.
Have you seen White Bear yet? Mm. That is, to me, like the best of what Black Mirror does.
Cool.
To me. But I... Yeah. Me and Swan, that's the first one I showed Swan, and I kind of got him addicted from that episode.
And that's the first season, right?
I thought it was the third episode of the first season, but maybe not.
So why is it? Is this? Are you? I know that you and I share the
love of Rod Serling. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Huge love of Rod Serling. Does it scratch that itch for you? Or?
It does. Although I mean, so far it's been not so much cruel irony as much as it's just kind of cruel the way that these episodes are going. But at the same time, it definitely feeds every paranoid fear I ever have about technology. Exhibit A.
What technology, Barry? Your flip phone, pal. Flip phones are making a comeback, by the way.
I kind of feel like you're paying a premium just to use that outdated... you're paying more than what an iPhone would be, probably. That's...
But I would never give this away.
Well, it's bulletproof almost.
It is, yes.
It's a collector's item now.
It's protection, because it's bulletproof.
Now, for you, Black Mirror is definitely one to.
It's been interesting.
Keep an eye
on. I'm going to keep going. But yeah, that pilot episode was a little much. I didn't expect them to throw out the bestiality card in the pilot. me crazy. I figure you kind of build up to that.
Spoiler, you know, man! Spoiler!
Throughout the rest of the series, they don't really push that envelope.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Well, is it male-on-male bestiality?
They don't...
Todd.
They don't get specific.
It doesn't matter. It's sexy as hell. It's all you need to know.
No, it's... Well, least. It's not really going to be... It's not going to get my hard media up unless it's male-on-male.
Speaking of that,
I'm actually not sure.
Since he's talking about that, we'll get back to you, Barry. There's a question from the chat. Another question is, what is the best G-rated expletive that you guys use?
Barry must have a lot.
I wrote,
because I don't hear him swear very much at all.
Fiddlesticks.
I type mine out because I can't say mine.
I like dog phonet. I do that all the time.
Dog phonet. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. What about you, Aaron?
Horse
feathers. Do you have one that's not a G-rated
hockey.
One? I don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite. I do say bull pucky. I do say mother father.
Shirt.
You say
I don't
shut
give a
the
shirt.
Front door a lot.
I do say shut the front door.
Eat
I do
shirt.
Say that. Yeah.
Eat shirt and die.
I'm going to start saying shut your Richard.
Yeah.
I've been using a lot from The Good Place.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That TV show. That TV show's great.
The Good Place. Yeah, that show is great. Yeah. Hey. You know what we haven't talked about is how great all these sitcoms that I don't have TV for anymore. Format keeps putting, because I would never guess to put them on Hulu or Netflix, but he'll put on like The Good Place or Fresh Off the Boat, which is amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. I missed all these sitcoms because I abandoned TV.
Dude, wait till you see Gilmore Girls.
You should watch it.
I was watching TV when that was on.
Well, Good Place has swearing, but in G-rated style, because they're not allowed to swear.
Right.
In The Good Place.
In The Good Place.
Yes, yeah, there's tons of good.
What about you, Todd? What's your favorite G-rated expletive?
I don't have any.
Yeah, I know you don't. I figured as much. What about you, Gannon?
I only have
my favorite is G-Money.
I appreciate that.
Someone kicks you in the balls. G-Money!
That's pretty good, too. Horse hockey's good from MASH. I like that one. That's a good one.
DJ, that's not G-rated.
We can't
actually say that
We
one.
Can't say that. That's not G-rated at all.
But I will like that comment.
Yes. I do know that there's another one that people say, cheese and rice.
Kelly Clarkson. Another classic.
Kelly Clarkson! That's a good one. I like that one a lot, too. I like Kelly Clarkson. She's sweet.
She's all right.
took a very dark
I like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. She's not actually watching the show.
I'm coming for you.
Dang it. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we got to wrap up here in just about 6 minutes, gents. Anything else? Anybody want to add any other questions for the Facebook Live chat? You guys can throw it in there right now. But
just
anything,
throw it right in there.
Anything anybody want to say before we get out of here? This has been a fun show, by the way.
Any last words?
Any last words? Anybody watching any shows or reading any comics that you recommend at this point?
Anyone going Dark Crystal?
Anyone going
Dark Crystal is having a showing on Maui.
John J. Murakami said that he uses the word knocking futs, which
that's
is good. Everybody uses that.
Or the softball team, Duck Fat.
Duck
that's a classic.
Duck Fat, that's good, too.
The Maui softball
team. That's good,
too.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
If you could force everyone on the table to watch or read, what would it be?
Oh, if you could force everyone on the table to watch or read, what would it be? That's a
let's
tough
see.
One.
Oh, read. Read, because we don't read enough.
Nobody
read,
yeah.
Read enough. No.
That's true.
Force
no,
but
to read
they're
something.
Asking. They're asking.
What
would
we?
What
would
we
make?
What would it be?
What would I make all you guys read? Oh, he's probably
on the Pale Horse by Pierce Anthony.
Ah,
it is my favorite novel book of all time.
I've read Pierce Anthony. I've never read that book.
Something Wicked This Way Comes or Ray Bradbury.
I have read that.
That's Disney's best. That's
you don't
Disney's
have to force
one
me.
Of Disney's best movies that
Speaking
no one
of
ever
Ray
talks about.
Bradbury, the new Fahrenheit 451 trailer dropped
with Michael
with Michael
B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
And, so, I don't know. I mean, did you remember the original one? It was like this corny 60s
It was a
thing
French.
And,
it was actually. It was,
yeah,
a
it was French.
French.
Yeah.
French
I could not watch. Because I read the book, and the book is like so vivid.
Yeah.
And then this weird 60s art pop nouveau weird thing, and I'm like, I can't. What is
it's
this?
It's cool. I like it. what would you? What would you? For somebody to watch or read?
The book that comes to mind is Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Oh,
like I read that book. When I was
trying
in.
To get in my pants.
No. What was it? Was it Nick Cage's smiling face in the front of that novel?
After I watched the movie, I read the book.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Have you seen the meme that CGs Nick Cage into every scene in every movie ever?
Yeah,
it's so gross.
By the way, everybody should watch Mom and Dad. By the way, yeah. With
it's
Nick
good.
Cage, it's fun.
Sweet.
It's silly. Just know that walking in, but it's fun. What
are
about
we saying
you?
Our favorite book? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, no. Which one would you force somebody to read? Your favorite book? Which one would be the one to force? Somebody
My favorite
to?
Would is actually Michael J. Fox's memoir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Is that Lucky Man?
Lucky
that
Man, the
yeah.
first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you? What would you force somebody to watch or read?
Well, I know what I do force people to watch,
which is
80s and 90s cartoons.
Right?
Because that's all I play in the store. So I apologize. No. So it's not even a hypothetical one.
It happens.
Yeah, it just happens. And I wish I still read. I wish I could force myself to read. That'd be nice.
Todd, what about you? What would you force somebody to watch or read?
House Made of Dawn by N. Scott Momaday is it's a book. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1964, and it's by a Native American author who I've met before, and the story takes place close to where I grew up. So after reading the book, it gave me a new appreciation of where I grew up.
I think DJ was bored by that answer because he said it doesn't have to be a book.
That was great.
He said that during your answer.
I'm just kidding.
Todd, and, don't care what anybody says. That was a great answer.
I'm just kidding.
A highbrow douchebag answer, but still, nonetheless.
If I still read, I would probably try to look for it.
Apparently, there's wrong answers. And that was one of them. I just gave Format a book and just gave Barry a book actually tonight. So
the language of film.
And it wasn't even books that I wrote. So
but you did give me a book you wrote.
Yes,
yeah, I did.
You did.
Yeah. So,
oh my god.
So you're welcome.
What about you, Gannon? What would you force somebody to watch or read?
Crooked Little Vein by Warren Ellis.
Oh, really?
Nice.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure, unbridled Warren Ellis. Like, mm-hmm. if you just let him do his thing, it would actually make probably a more messed up David Fincher movie than David Fincher makes.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really good, and I really don't want to tell you a damn thing about what
don't.
It's about. Because it's a really good book.
I'd force everybody to watch a Serbian film.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy, gross, weird? I've
Why
never...
You... What?
What is that?
Wait, what?
I had,
wow, man, that's,
you know,
that's
what,
like,
that movie's sexy, guys. I've seen it.
What is it?
It's, oh, it's good. It's,
no, that's the movie you got in trouble for talking about.
You want to borrow it?
You mentioned
it?
The title.
I just found it the other day. You want to borrow it?
I guess
really,
so.
It's really good.
Talk about heart media.
That's how my friend got me to watch Pink Flamingos.
You know,
and
that.
I actually ended up liking it.
Barry knows that's awful. That's why he's like, yeah,
disgusted right now.
Yeah, I know you are. Actually, I wouldn't force
I have
any,
the unrated cut, too.
I wouldn't force any. Yeah, I wouldn't force anybody to watch it.
Huh?
You're a fan?
I don't know if I'd call myself a fan of that movie.
I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody is at all.
I'm glad I watched it out of the curiosity factor of it all, but I don't know if I can say I'm a fan of
that
movie.
Does it stand up to repeat viewings?
I've only actually watched it once. I've never gone back to it.
No, man. I tell you, here's my honest answer. If I could force anybody to watch or read anything,
Leave Me the Cube, because it reminds you of your youth.
G Money used to be a BMX stunt biker.
No, he was a skater.
No. Oh, skater, I'm skater. Sorry. Gleaming the Guma.
He was a skater.
I'm sorry.
That was BMX Bandits, pal. Yeah. BMX Bandits. No, I'm a huge. No, the Gleaming the Cube is a great movie. Didn't they rename it Brothers Keeper, stupid name
it's
like
Gleaming
that?
Gleaming the Cube, man.
Yeah, I remember Gleaming the Cube.
Brothers Keeper when they released it on TV.
God,
but it was
stupid.
Gleaming the Cube on HBO and everywhere else.
That's a tough one because there's a lot of good movies out there. If I have to force anybody to watch anything, and this is going to be such a, I guess, such a boring answer, but if I could force anybody to watch anything, I would force everybody to watch the original Godfather. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Cool. Wow, that's digging deep.
Yeah, The Godfather.
I think
great.
We've all seen it. So
that doesn't sound like something no one's ever heard of.
If you think,
hard until you get to the third one.
But you got to admit, though, The Godfather is one of those movies that the older it gets, the less impactful it becomes, I guess, as far as the violence and or the way the story is set up. But that is such a good movie.
They should remake that of Puerto Ricans
and call it Scarface.
Yeah.
Done.
Those were Cubans.
First of all, they were Cubans, you racist. Anyway.
Adam Simon's going to have something to say about that. He's Cuban.
Anyway.
Hey, wait, has everybody here read Vonnegut books? That's
yes.
Maybe something
yes.
I would force
Slaughter House 5.
Breakfast of Champions was the best.
Breakfast of Champions.
As a comic person, like, if you read all his books, it's like a connecting canon. So it kind of like, as a comic person, I just loved him because he'd always talk about other characters that and other things that happened in other books, which I'm sure happens for awesome sci-fi fantasy novels that I don't know about, but Vonnegut books are only
I can't believe we just stepped on Adam Simon's best joke.
What
was it?
I thought Michael J. Fox's memoir.
I didn't
want to
read it. You went on to read it.
I'll read it. I don't care. I thought Michael J. Fox's memoir was a bit shaky at times.
Oh, you guys are awful. You're an awful person, Adam Simon. You are an awful person.
Yeah, but Gannon read it.
I know.
it's like, well done,
Adam Simon.
Well
you're,
done.
You're obviously the kind of person that a Serbian film was made for.
Yeah, I think so.
He also says the only answer I like more than G's is everyone else's.
I appreciate that.
I like this guy's taste.
I do too. I certainly do. Well, listen, we are running a minute over time. We have got to get out of here. Yes, that's another one. John J. Murakami, you're absolutely right. If I can force anybody to read anything, Ready Player One, great book.
Reed said he'd force us all to watch Night Marchers.
The DVD Night Marchers. I actually found a copy at the garage sale, so maybe we'll watch it in the shop.
50 cents?
Yeah, that was the same 50 cent score.
The budget for that movie is covered now.
That's probably the most I would have paid for that movie. And
nice.
They hit me right at the sweet spot for that price point. I was like, yeah, you got me.
All right. Well, listen, guys, this has been absolutely fun. We didn't even get into talking about games, but we have got to get out of here. It's time for us to. Yeah, freaking heck,
thanks.
Man. Yeah. You talked about Coco in
My
Full Metal Alchemist.
That I do.
I know.
We totally glossed over it.
Well, listen, guys, we had a great time here. We'll do another AMA soon. We certainly appreciate you guys joining us on Facebook. Join us, of course, next week right here. Yes, sir.
Before we go, though, if you guys can find it, there is a puzzle game in probably most Walmarts and Targets called Manifold. It's an origami puzzle game where they give you the thing that you're supposed to fold into, and then they give you sheets of origami paper, and you're supposed to fold it into that shape. That's how you win the game. So if you
guys
can find it, it's super cool.
Manifold.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, check that out, Manifold. Jeez. I don't know. Is it okay to call it Manifold? Is that politically correct?
That's what do you mean?
The
what
name
do you?
Of the thing.
You can call it Personfold if it helps.
Personafold. Yeah, that's it.
You're dumb.
Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Join us on, of course, you can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and Stitcher. You can also download the MyWatch app at Google Play and on iTunes as well.
DJ, I actually like North Shore, so.
North Shore. Listen,
me and people, son.
North Shore is awesome, you Barney. We're out of time. So make sure you guys check out Patreon.
It's right up there with the Aquaman television show.
Patreon.com/TheNerdWatch is where you can donate to the show as well. So for Gannon, for Todd, for Daddy Leaks, for Aaron, for Professor Barry, the man, the myth, the cinematic professor. And of course, the cinema, my cinema soulmate, and of course, the gaming guru himself, format, IMG Money. Until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you guys right back here next time on another edition of The Nerd Watch.
Yay, yay.
Aloha.
Can we all watch Daddy Leak's Hard Media next?
No, we can't.